Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Podcast. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. And today we are continuing our March theme of Will Basics 101 and looking at a very important topic for many young families, which is guardianship under the will. So in the first week of this month, we talked about the basics and how it works. And one of those things that you do put in a will where you have minor children is guardianship. Now, I find guardianship is actually the biggest barrier for people coming to get their wills done. And I say this all the time on my podcast, so don't judge me, but like I would be a rich lady if I had people coming to me and say, oh, we just haven't had a will done because we just couldn't decide on guardian. Okay. And I think that is, to be frank, quite a poor excuse. Like imagine your children dying and you just didn't do a will because you couldn't decide on guardian. And they're just like, oh, thanks, mum and dad, for like not thinking about my future in the hardest time of my life whatsoever. I just, like, if my children felt that way, I would be dead, but I would die because I would just be so upset that I had done that. So guardianship is so important. It is not a reason not to do your will. And what I say to people is that having someone is better than having no one. And in terms of guardianship, it's something that can be changed and should be changed as your children, your family, the guardian's situation changes, all those things happen. So let's start with like guardianship basics. When would this occur? So with guardians, we are appointing them in circumstances where there is no surviving legal guardian. So this would be where you yourself as a parent and the other legal parent of the child has passed away and you're appointing someone in your will. Now that appointment does go to be formalized in a court setting, but it's very important that you do an appointment so that you are very clear as to who you want to be the guardian of your children. And when I appoint a guardian in a will, I also mirror that guardianship as a temporary guardian in an enduring power of attorney as well. So it's really important that you have someone available. Now, people say to me, you know, how do you decide? And as someone with three really young kids myself, it can be really hard. But what I think is that you should look at today, or even I guess you're looking at tomorrow. If you died tomorrow, where would be the best fit for your kids right now? Okay. And, you know, personally for me, that's with my mum. She knows them. She looks after them all the time. It'd probably give her a mental breakdown having three little kids, but that's where I know they would be safe. They would be comfortable. They would be happy, right? That might not be the situation in 5 years, 10 years, because my kids are really little. My mum is relatively young, but as she gets older and they get older, that may change. But for right now in this situation, that's the best solution for us. Okay. And that is why, you know, when I'm doing wills for people every year, I send a lovely email. Happy anniversary on signing your will. Is there anything that needs to be changed? And guardianship is the number one thing that I say to people. That'll be a reason to change your will and update your will. So when you're thinking about who to pick, you need to think about what is best right this second. Other considerations that I think are really important, one of them is location. Think about what it would mean for your children or the guardian, I guess, to be uprooted from their community, what that would look like for them as well. So I think that that is a really important consideration. I think another consideration is the finances of the guardian and their own financial circumstance. I think it would be hard to leave three children to another family who already have three or four children. That could be financially difficult. And there are ways that we can deal with that in the will, particularly by way of a guardianship fund, which I can build into a will whereby we gift a certain amount of money to the Guardian in a fund for them to do things like upgrade their home, upgrade their car, you know, pay for that third bedroom holiday apartment as opposed to a two bedroom holiday apartment, those kinds of things. But I do think you should really look at financial circumstances and what that would mean in terms of them and their own family as well. I think you also need to think about, you know, the basics, schooling, values, religion, all these things that are really important into how we spend so much time as parents figuring out how to raise our kids, thinking about how that would look for a guardian as well. That may have just confused you. You might be thinking of all those things, going, oh God, we're still at square one. But I think the most important thing is pick someone that fits tomorrow. If you were both to die tomorrow, who is the most appropriate person for tomorrow? And that's really how I encourage my clients to think about it. I think it gets over this what if, what if, what if hurdle that people have. I think people like to have the knowledge that in a year I'll be emailing them and saying, you know, does this still work for you? And changing a name on a will is a very quick process that we can do if all your other circumstances have remained the same. So I think that those are really important things to think about. It's a really important aspect to your will. When you're dealing with minor beneficiaries in your will, like your children, there's lots of things to think about. Don't make this the most difficult thing. You know, this is something that we can wrap up quite quickly. Sometimes when you speak to a solicitor or like me about guardianship, you may change your mind. And I think that's just because I just have more experience in terms of thinking about the practicalities. But I'll also say this to kind of end this note about guardianship. I'm in a very large estate planning club. Shout out to Tara Lukey and the TT Residence Club and all its wonderful members. I'm in an estate planning club, and this came up maybe like a couple of years ago in one of our weekly sessions as to anyone that actually knows anyone that's had like a couple die or couple die relatively close together. And it's extremely rare. It can happen, obviously, you know, nothing is guaranteed, you know, in our lives, but it is an extremely rare thing to happen. So I think in your mind, if you think about what I want to happen tomorrow, the fact that it is something that's really rare, the fact that you want to make sure you've had a say in what's important for your children, I think those are all things that you really need to consider. But for me, I just think saying, oh, we couldn't agree on a guardian, that's why we never got our will, that's just not good enough. And I would be so embarrassed if that was me. And then my children are like, thanks, mom and dad. Like, I just, oh, that just like mortifies me. So that's why I have a will and you should get a will. So if you want to talk more about guardianship, your will options, you can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. You can book a free consultation with me. You can send me an email. I have lots of articles on my website about legal guardianship because it is something that gets raised quite often. So I've done previous podcasts, audio podcasts on it, and I've done sessions for mum's group on it. So if you know, are in a group of women or parents that would be interested in this topic, I'm more than happy also to talk about how we can collaborate on that. So thanks so much for tuning in. Now, next week is the last week of March, and we're going to be talking about a will versus a letter of wishes and what you should be putting in a letter of wishes. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off.
The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.